Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Did you have a weird dream about somebody in your life last night or recently, like an ex? That can be uncomfortable. Your parent? I have some explanations for you to help you out a little bit.
Okay.
So let's say you did dream about your ex, and it's not necessarily that you're longing for them. Thank you for that dream sequence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily that you want to get back with them or anything like that. But let's just say, for example, you had great adult time with that partner.
Hello.
Could mean you're just really longing for some physical contact.
Oh, you want someone to touch you.
Right.
Gotcha.
Or maybe it's as simple as contact with an object that you had the day before. Like, let's say you smelled someone's cologne that you work with and it reminded you of that ex.
Mm-hmm.
You might dream about them because it triggered a memory.
Mm.
Not saying you want to get back with them. It's
right.
Just the way that your brain processes information, so you don't need to freak out too badly.
Okay.
Let's say you dream about your parents. Mm. Like, your parents show up in your dream. Yes, it could be an unresolved issue or like a childhood memory, but it could also be, again, more simple. So if you're feeling lonely throughout the day and you think about calling your mom, that then might show up in your dream as, oh, my mom is all of a sudden there.
Mm.
Or, you know, you need some nurturing. It shows up as your mother in your dream.
Okay.
What about a celebrity? Could be as simple as seeing a movie that day that the celebrity was in. Like, if you see George Clooney in a movie and then you dream about him, that makes sense. But it could be more subconscious than that. What if you went out for happy hour and you had some tequila and some part of your brain was like, doesn't George Clooney own a tequila brand? And then your mind pops that out in a dream and you're like, why did I dream about George Clooney? Oh, I had tequila and my subconscious brain knew that the two are connected.
Wow. So that would explain my dream about the Power Rangers, because I saw the movie and I follow one of the lead actors who plays, I believe, Jason, the Red Ranger. And he's really attractive looking on his Instagram. And I had a dream about the Power Rangers. And I was like, what the hell? Why were the Power Rangers popping up in my damn dream?
Why do you know what the Red Ranger looks like on Instagram?
Because...
Like, who else in Tampa Bay is like, oh, yeah, I have seen the Red Rangers Instagram.
Listen, you didn't see the movie.
No.
The Power Rangers of today are not the ones we grew up with. They hot now, and they take shirtless photos, and they post it on their Instagrams. And so I sometimes will look at it.
Well, no wonder you had a dream about the Power Rangers. This is just a quick tangent. I'm going to pull back the curtain really quick. Here's what I really love about doing radio with you is that it is a surprise every day. Every day. Like, I didn't even know until earlier today that I was going to talk about, like, what dreams might mean. Who even knew that we would get to the Red Power Rangers Instagram shirtless photos from that conversation? Just, I hope you listening enjoy it as much as I do, because it is a surprise in every box, girl.
You never know.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, anyway, let's move on. So there is a new study out there that ranked the best and worst cities for food in the country. And this is trending in Tampa Bay because we just missed the top 10. And I'm angry. I want to, like, write an open letter to these folks, because I'm sorry, but we celebrate food like no other place here in Tampa Bay.
I mean, the mayor of Tampa has a food truck rally like every week.
I know. What about the mayor's mac and cheese throwdown?
How is this possible? Who is the top of the list?
Okay, ready for this. San Francisco is at the very top of the list.
There are too many people there.
There are too many people.
I don't know. They're overcrowded there, and it's too expensive to live there.
Portland, Oregon was second best.
No, they're always rainy.
Are they?
Yes.
Are you confusing it with Seattle?
No, it's all in the same general area of the United States. There's just a big cloud that hangs over all those cities and states.
Here's what's going to make you real mad.
If you say another city, I will only give it to Miami.
Miami did make the top 10.
Okay.
But I don't even care about them as much because, like, get it. You own it.
If Jacksonville beat us, I'm be real mad.
You know who did beat us?
Orlando.
They came in at 6. Tampa came in at 11. Literally, we just missed the top 10.
Okay, I can say they maybe edge us out because of the Epcot Food and Wine Festival.
Literally, the only thing I thought was, well, they have a bunch of countries in Epcot.
But Busch Gardens has the Food and Wine Festival.
It's not the Food and Wine Festival. It's the fact that they always have countries over in Epcot. I am blaming Epcot. And I guarantee you they probably didn't even take Epcot into account. Anyway, so you win today, Orlando. The battle, maybe, but not the war. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.